So how do you plan to spend your Labor Day? Visiting with family and backyard cookouts are expected to fill a lot of that time, unless you're in politics. APR's political commentator Steve Flower says the unofficial end of summer means candidates for public office will be hunting for votes. Steve says that includes pressing the flesh in one particular event.
Folks, I know y'all are looking forward to Labor Day this coming Monday. Well, we've had some traditional political barbecues throughout the state, most of which up in northwest Alabama. Mr. L.O. Bishop has been having one of the best barbecues in the state, a political event, for over 60 years. Mr. L.O. is real close and a member of the Alpha organization, so he has mostly Alpha-endorsed candidates. However, the bigger event and the more common man's event is a Terry Fannin reunion held in the northwest corner of Alabama. It's one of the largest events in the state. Serious Alabama politicians know about this annual event that's been going on for many decades. Their political speeches and lots of one-on-one campaigning. Their Labor Day barbecues from one end of the state to the other, however, none are more political than the Terry Fannin reunion. It's become a must-do event for aspiring statewide and definitely local candidates. Every candidate for sheriff, probate judge, legislature, will be at the Terry Reunion just south of Tuscumbia and just north of Moulton in Russellville. It's in Lawrence County. It's an event for all politicians running for statewide office and also local candidates in the counties of Colbert, Lauderdale, Franklin, Lawrence, and Morgan. The actual location is in the Lousier community of Lawrence County. That's where the large Terry family originated. Actually, a good many of the folks who attend have kinship or ties to the Terry family. It is a carnival atmosphere. They have lots of camp stew, barbecued pork and chicken, hamburgers, hot dogs, and fried pies, you name it. The barbecue is not just barbecue, but mighty fine barbecue. They cook the chicken and camp stew all night the night before. A regular Terry Club family reunion was Howell Heffin, who, of course, hailed from nearby Tuscumbia. No politician ever loved barbecue, or food for that matter, more than the judge. Every candidate for any office is allowed to speak, but, of course, deference is given to the gubernatorial candidates. I remember attending the event in 1978. Jerry Beese's caravan was arriving just as Bill Baxter's was leaving. Albert Brewer and Sid McDonald arrived later, and, of course, old Judge Heffin, meandering around most of the day, eating most of the time. Besides everybody being kin to each other up in this corner of the state, a well-known fact politically was it was almost a requirement to be a member of the Church of Christ denomination. They were almost all clannish and very loyal and devoted to voting for someone from their church. Also at one time, the Terrys claimed that by marriage of blood, there were about half the population of Lawrence County. Whether that's accurate or not, the Terry Fannin reunion was, and still is, a must event for aspiring state politicians.
Thank y'all for listening.